angielski w pracy z humorem, Kasia Sielicka.
Lesson 4, 2021. How to learn English for work with songs. Business English is boring. These words and grammar make no sense. In my last English course, I fell asleep in every class. Does this sound familiar to you? Is this something you would say about your English past? Well, I don't blame you. Yeah, you are not alone. This is, by the way, Michael Jackson's song, yeah? You are not alone. Sorry for my singing, yeah. In my classes, you don't have to sing. I love singing. I do the singing. Learning business English the traditional way is boring. It's dreadfully boring, but it doesn't have to be because I have figured out, I have created for you a way of learning English for work with songs. And it's fun. It has 9 simple steps. 9 this way. And I know it sounds terrifying. 9 is a lot. But you'll see they are really, really easy. I'll show you how to do them. And if you want to see how it all works in practice, do come to my online live class, English for Work with Songs, on Monday, the 8th of February. Step number 1. Choose a song you like. Choose a song you like. This step is crucial. Very important. It's crucial because my method is all about having fun. And if you choose a singer you hate or a music genre you hate, genre, gatunek muzyczny, a music genre you hate, well, it's not gonna make any sense. Yeah? Be careful about the English here. It makes no sense. Nie ma sensu. In Polish we say nie ma sensu, and in English we say to nie robi sensu. This makes no sense. So, choose something you like listening to. It could be pop, rock, metal, rap, whatever you want. For my classes, what you can expect is some pop and rock songs from the 90s. The 90s? Lata 90. From the 90s. Because these were the times when I was a teenager, I listened to music a lot. I like these songs. And for me, they are a trip down memory lane. A trip down memory lane? Nostalgiczna podróż. Przeszłość, a trip down memory lane. So, that was step number 1. Choose a song you like. And step number 2, listen for gist. Listen for gist. Gist is the general meaning of the song. So, what is the song about? And so you have to figure out, wykombinować, figure out what the story is, what the people are doing, what the problem is, what's happening in the song. And you're right, in most songs today, this will basically be an unhappy love story. He loves her, she doesn't love him, oh my god. But in the past, the storylines were much more complex. Skomplikowane, complex. So, let's try it, let's give it a try. Listen to this bit of a song by Shania Twain. And tell me what it is about, what the story is.
We live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly.
Okay. So, what was that bit about? Your answer might be that it was about the world today and that the singer is not happy about it. That's it. That's more than enough. Remember, it's just gist. We're not going into details. So, even if you understand 10%, that's perfectly okay. So, let's go farther, yeah? Step number 3, figure out the lyrics. Lyrics? Słowa piosenki, lyrics. So this is a listening task because it checks how able you are to understand what you hear. And you can do it in 2 ways. The hard way, writing the lyrics from scratch. From scratch? Od zera. From scratch. But in my classes, we take the easy way. So I show you the ready lyrics. And there is 1 or 2 wrong words in them. And they ask you to listen again and correct the words which are wrong. So, have a look at the ready lyrics for the first verse. They are, we live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. So, step number three, figure out the lyrics. Step number four, vocabulary. Find out the meanings of new words and how to use them. This is the most important, yeah? If you don't know how to use a word, you don't really know it. So what we do in my classes, I always give you a definition of the word in English. I give you some example sentences in English so that you know how to use it in context. And of course, you get a Polish translation. So let's take a word from the first line. We live in a greedy little world. Greedy in English means wanting more money, more things, more power than you actually need. In Polish, chciwy, zachłanny. And some examples in sentences. Donald Trump was greedy for power. Or there are too many greedy people in the world. Or my brother is very greedy. He refuses to share his cat with me. So find out what the words mean and how to use them in sentences. Step number five. Use the words to talk about your job. This is the personalization stage that I talked about in my last week's class. Yeah. So you have to use this word to talk about you and your job in order to remember that. So example sentences about your job could be, my boss is really greedy. He refuses to share the company profits with us. Or some might say, I'm greedy, but I really deserve a pay rise. A pay rise? Podwyżka. A pay rise. Or you can say, the mission of my company is to promote minimalism, and that entails, zawiera, that entails teaching people to be less greedy and share more with the world. And in my classes, you can either type these sentences in the written chat if you're feeling shy, or you can actually use your microphone and say them to us aloud. And whichever way you need, you'll always get my feedback on whether you're using these words correctly. Step number six, figure out the grammar. So from vocabulary, we're moving on to grammar. And if we look at the beginning of our song and make it more compact, make it simpler, we get our world today teaches kids to be greedy, to spend a lot and earn a lot. Yeah, the world teaches us to be greedy. And here we have the word teach with a grammar structure that always goes after it. So remember, it's to teach somebody to do something, to teach somebody to do something, not teach doing somebody something or teach of somebody on doing something. No. We have lots of problems with that. Polish people do. So it's really important that it's teach somebody to do something. So you have a look what the correct grammar is for that structure or I showed to you in my classes. And then you're ready for step number seven. Step number seven. Yep, you guessed it. Use that structure to talk about your job. Remember, only if you use it about you and your job will you remember that. Yeah, this helps your brain, blah, blah, blah. Get all the knowledge inside and use it later and later. So, how to use teach somebody to do something about your job? Well, some examples might include, my line manager is really great. She's taught me everything to know, she's taught me to do my job well. That's the simplest. She has taught me to do my job well. Or I will have to teach a new person how to use Excel. Teach a new person how to use Excel. Can you teach me how to calculate those KPIs? Teach me how to calculate. And again, in my classes, you can either type these sentences or say them aloud and you'll get feedback from me on whether you're using them correctly. Step number eight, listen again for fun and satisfaction. So now finally you can relish, cieszyć się. You can relish the feeling of actually knowing the lyrics of the song, knowing what it's about and understanding it completely. And that's a fantastic thing. So have fun and listen again. And don't you understand everything. You've earned it. Заслуживай себе. You've earned it. You can sing if you want. Like, we live in a greedy little world. Yeah, I know. I'm terrible at singing, but I totally love it. So I will sometimes sing, but not too much, I promise. I love singing. So that's step number 8. Listen again, lots of steps. And the last one. My God, if you survived to this moment, you're just incredible. Yeah. And the last step, step number 9, is to revise. Yeah. And revising is really, really important. If you don't revise, you forget how much? Any guesses? You forget up to 90% of what you've learned. So revise, revise, revise. And you can use any method that works for you. In my classes, English for Work with Songs, after each class, you get a handout. Handout, this is stuff printed, a summary of everything. In Polish, you say karta pracy, but I don't like this word. I prefer rozdajka. So you get a handout with everything summarized, everything written down, what you've learned, so you can use it to revise at any time. Okay, so that's it. 9 steps. I hope I didn't get lost somewhere in the numbering. 9 steps how to learn English for work, with songs, and with fun. And if you want to see how this works in practice on a full song, do come to my class on Monday, the 8th of February. The best thing about the class is that it costs only 37 zlotys. Yeah, 37. So that's a bargain. And the sign up link is below. So thank you. And see you on the class on Monday, the 8th of February.
Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, angielski w pracy z humorem. www.angielskizhumorem.pl